What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast Season Finale, Episode 52. That's a wrap for Season 3, May 22nd, 2013. So, it's pretty much the end of the year. We got next week, and we'll have some finals starting next week, and then the week after that, and then we're going to be done for the year. So then I'll have in a new group of sports medicine students, and
yep, are you gonna
these guys
us?
Will be moving on. Some of them will be student trainers, some will be doing whatever else they're going to do. So I of course, am your host, Jeremy Jackson. Claudia's over here on Ustream.
Lorena.
Kaylin.
Priscilla.
Crystal.
Leslie.
Susie.
Monica.
We got Daisy and Karen over there doing other jobs. And pretty much that's it. We are the show today. We're just going to be talking about what we've done this year, what we've learned, some of the guests, some of the different things we liked or didn't like. So, without much further ado, if you would like to join the conversation, you can listen live, Ustream, YouTube, Google changed their setup, and I couldn't figure out how to start a Hangout. So it's not going to be on YouTube this time, so it's got the Ustream going on. Or you can call in at Skype. We can do the Today's Meet Chat because Priscilla's over there. So if you want to join the conversation anyway, you got todaysmeet.com/sportsmedicinebroadcast or Ustream, but the go-to source would be sportsmedicinebroadcast.com. Got it?
Got it.
All right, fantastic. So just to kind of get us started, next week, whatever, the very first week of summer break, I'm going to go into the Minute Maid Sports and Medicine Conference. So it's at Minute Maid Park. I'll be learning some more stuff there. Hopefully I'll see some athletic trainers I know. Maybe I can get some more people to listen to the podcast, get them some more free CEUs, and that kind of thing. All right. So if I counted correct, then between last, or from the very first one to this one, we did 26 episodes this year, I think. So that's pretty good. We had 26, probably 24 guest speakers come in. I think we had one or two that was just us. So we had about 24 guest speakers come in throughout the course of the year. It's pretty good. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some of them. We're going to kind of go through the list of them and see maybe something you liked and or something you learned or what you really remember about that or how maybe that impacted your life. So, ready?
Yeah.
Anyone?
Okay. All right, so we started off the year with Diane Shore. She works here in Houston. She is from, she went with Christian Sports Medicine Alliance to the Ukraine. So she did sports medicine in Ukraine, and I think she's been back there over Christmas, and they're probably going back again this year. So I guess I just would have never thought that. Lodi, you're making a lot of noise over there.
Sorry.
I just would have never expected the healthcare situation. She said even the Olympic type athletes don't have very good athletic training, sports medicine, healthcare over there, and so they worked with some of them to teach them some better things. And you know, I mean, for us, you think the Olympic athletes are very strict training and, you know, very, I guess, knowledgeable, educated, very well taken care of. And so it was amazing to learn that some of their top athletes over there aren't really given anything special as far as healthcare or training, so that kind of stuff. All right, so this is where if you guys remember anything about her or had anything to say, then you would throw it in. If not, then we'd move moving on. Got it?
Moving on up.
Moving on up?
Yeah.
To where?
East Side.
There you go. Good job. Have you ever even seen that show?
What show?
See, you just know the song?
Yeah.
All right. I think it was it Sanford and Son, Three's Company?
I got it from Little Man.
Little what?
Little Man.
Whatever, I don't even know what that is.
The movie?
Yeah, Little Man.
All right.
Song. Where the dude goes, we're moving on love, and he starts dancing. No, okay, go on. All
right. Okay. All right, so then after that, we had Christy Keeler come in, and she was an athletic trainer over at Adobe, and then she decided at the end of last year, beginning of this year, to stay home with her newborn child. So she made that decision to stay home and take care of her family rather than continue to pursue athletic training. So her and her husband have actually moved to Oklahoma, I believe. And so it was fun to have her on here.
Her baby was cute.
Little
Didn't
baby
the
Wyatt.
Tornado happen in Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? I think it's more Oklahoma. I don't know anywhere where that is in relation to anything in Oklahoma.
It was in Oklahoma City, wasn't it?
I honestly, I don't know. I haven't.
Yeah, I saw it. And my uncle lives over there. I tried calling him, but.
But nothing? So, I don't know. I haven't been. I just haven't kept up with the stuff. I've heard stuff on the radio or seen stuff on the news.
Somebody jumped off the Chip Channel.
When was this?
Like a couple days ago. They're still looking for the body.
All right.
She's always updated with all that stuff.
Very interesting.
And a mom sold her baby on Craigslist.
Oh my god. Really?
Yeah.
That's freaking horrible.
It was
Can you even
funny.
Do that? It was funny.
Apparently she did.
Like,
somebody
she
bought had, like, a couple
her?
Years for a misdemeanor or something like that.
Did someone buy the kid?
I don't know.
How do you know about that?
And we'll
How
go search it on Craigslist, the baby for sale.
All right.
This is pretty interesting.
All right. Okay. So I guess you can get just about anything on Craigslist.
That's horrible.
I should be like the news person for this broadcasting.
I know. See, why didn't you just come up with that at the beginning of the year? We could have had like a 5-minute news segment.
I know. I'll be back next week.
All right. You just skip fourth period every day and come down here? All right.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, yeah. Sounds good. Then I'll get fired. Nope, doesn't sound too good.
But what if we have Doc fourth period? Can we just like skip from over there to over here?
Maybe some days, but it depends on how many people learn there.
See,
because if you only have 2 people in there, then you got a lot of work to do. If there's 10 people in there, then there maybe we can let some of you come in on Wednesdays. I don't know.
Okay.
So we'll have to wait and see.
Won't we get our new schedules for next year this year?
Shouldn't we have already gotten them?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Priscilla had something that said like the...
But that's because she's a freshman.
No, they give it to everybody. But that wasn't our schedule, though. That was just the classes that we needed.
That's just the classes that they were going
to
give you.
Okay. I don't know.
It's hard to remember because nothing.
My teacher never gives that to me.
All right, so we're going to keep moving on. We're going to keep moving on. Go through the guests, and we'll talk about some other things. Mike Stevenson from Alabama. He's a program coordinator there in Huntsville, Alabama. And he talked about just kind of the stuff they're doing and how he wrote an article for Training and Conditioning magazine. And his group was featured in there. So it's pretty cool to talk to him. But he's also... I've talked to him about coming back on or maybe playing a role in some of the future ones, and he's given me a couple of ideas for some of the other podcasts. So, you know, it was good to have Mike on and kind of build that connection with somebody as far away as Huntsville, Alabama. So, after him, we had Dr. Penny Wilson, which we actually had her on twice. She was the registered dietitian. She worked for Memorial Hermann Ironman Institute. So she went to Hawaii with...
Her dog?
I don't think she took her dog. I think her husband kept her dog. We talked about the news was going to do a story about people traveling with their dog, and they went to Dallas and back. It's good, though. You're drawing connections. But she also was plugging chocolate milk. She was the chocolate milk rep, so... Did you learn anything from...
Chocolate milk is
good. I don't remember.
When?
Yeah, like,
you tasted chocolate milk?
Did you like it?
Oh.
It's too much.
It's too sweet. It's nasty.
The school's chocolate milk does not taste like my chocolate milk at home, though.
I know. The one at home tastes way better. The one here tastes
You probably put a lot more chocolate in there.
No, I don't.
This one's too sweet compared to the one I do at home.
Do you?
And the milk tastes
at the risk
the
of...
The milk is different than my milk.
At the risk of being, like, a little offensive, do you use that Abuelita or like the Mexican chocolate? No, the Nest.
I use the Nesquik.
Oh my goodness.
I barely put any chocolate in mine. I like more milk than chocolate.
Yeah,
I
like too.
But like, it's still really dark and
it feels like it's syrup. I don't know how to explain it. Like, really.
It's too thick.
Yeah, it's really thick. And then the one at home. Yeah. And the one at home that I make is like really good.
Okay, well, have y'all ever bought the Nestle Quick one from the store?
Yeah.
Okay, do y'all see how thick that one is?
Yeah, but it's good. That's what I mean, but I don't really like it like that. That's why I make my own.
I like barely any chocolate.
Well, then make your own and bring it to school if you want to complain.
Girl, I will.
No, but what was I going to say? I like to buy, have you ever bought the gallon of chocolate milk?
Oh, yeah.
I like that one. I think that one's good.
When I was little, I had like an obsession over chocolate milk. Like, I drank it until I threw up. Like, I would cry at 3 o'clock in the morning until like my stepdad went to go buy me at the store and a new gallon. I would finish like a gallon in like 2 days.
I seriously love the gallon. I don't know why. Like, it's thick and it fills me up. Ugh. I like it.
I think that's too thick. All right, so hang on. Let's go back to this, Claudia. I know you don't have a mic, so I'll just kind of repeat what you say, I guess. So you're 15, 16 years old, and before we talked to Dr. Wilson, you'd never in your life had chocolate milk.
Never.
So 16 years old and you've never had chocolate milk?
I don't like chocolate milk.
How would you know that you didn't like it your whole life?
Oh, I mean, I tasted it once, probably in kinder. Like, you know, like a sip of it.
So you had at least tasted it at some point before, but you just didn't like it? So then when you tried it again at about 16, you just said it's all right?
Don't you?
I tried it again
change?
After I don't know how many years. I still didn't like that.
Don't your taste bud change like every 6-something years?
I don't know. I don't know what the...
I heard this truth.
I used to not like broccoli.
Yeah,
and
I used
now
to not
I'll
like broccoli.
I like broccoli.
I used to hate spinach.
Oh, me
love
too.
It. Yeah, I love it.
I used to hate onions. But now I love onions. Especially if they're grilled or sauteed.
Oh, no, I can't.
I used to think salads were
gross.
Put them
on some fajitas or some bell peppers.
I can't eat. I don't like onions like that. Like grilled? No.
I like onions.
I do.
I'll eat them, like, not grilled. Like, on a burger, you know how they put them? Like, just regularly there. I'll eat it like that.
This guy made
very
a volcano rarely. Out of it. Like, at the Chinese.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
they
yeah.
cook in
like
front
Benihana's
of you?
Or something?
Yeah. No, the one I went was in Clear Lake, I think.
Genghis Grill or...
I think like that. He made a volcano
Hibachi
out of
Grill
it.
Or something.
Yeah, Hibachi.
That one.
Yeah, he made a volcano. And I was like, oh, that's so cool.
I've never been there,
it
but
it's cool.
Been.
They give you so little, like, barely anything, but, like, you get full.
All right.
We should like, go there instead of, like...
No, that's
girl,
expensive.
It's
expensive.
Expensive. It was, like, $100 for, like, 3 people.
She said she'll pay. She got us.
Oh, you got us? Oh, girl. When she said she got us, she got us.
I got y'all. I'm telling y'all. Now, we'll stick to the... I want to try it.
That's whenever
we should take it to PF Chang's.
I don't even know how to get
far.
There.
I know.
Let's go to Little
GPS.
Tokyo.
Yeah,
Little Tokyo.
Going to Galleria.
Okay. All right. So we learned a little bit from Dr. Wilson about what to eat, how to fuel your body. Talked about chocolate milk and recovery and how it's important for basically any time after you work out, within 30 minutes, you can take the chocolate milk or you need to get something in you to help recover and perform. It's also not eating potato chips. And actually, I will say good job, y'all, because when we did this the first time with Dr. Wilson, I think two of you had breakfast. I think two of you had breakfast that day. But now, each time we do this, I would say 90% of you, maybe 80% of you have had at least something for breakfast, even if it's hot Cheetos and pizza or hot Cheetos and a bag of chocolate chips or something.
Coffee.
It's still something. It's better than nothing. So these were improving, but most of you have been eating the school breakfast, so good job. Good job.
The school's breakfast.
Breakfast.
Is that what I said?
No.
Oh.
This is
Susie.
Has time to
go
up.
On
breakfast.
Breakfast.
Say breakfast.
Breakfast.
Oh, she got it.
It's because she said it slow.
Yeah, if I would have said it fast.
All right, so then here comes the girl's probable favorite guest that we had on this year, and it was the most impromptu guest, my buddy Justin, who was in
there.
The Houston Firefighters calendar.
Is that calendar, though?
So he talked about how he lost weight and how he got into shape, and then what the Houston Firefighter calendar does. The whole point is to benefit kids and to kids that have been burned in fires and that kind of thing. So he got to do some volunteer and work and stuff like that. by helping them. So, any other comments about Justin? Appropriate?
No, no appropriate comments.
All right, so after that, we talked to Mary Spaulding, a athletic training student in Colorado. She's from Boston. She had survived a brain tumor from a snowboarding accident.
I don't remember that.
Me either.
I remember that.
It was on Skype.
Leslie, you don't remember what you did yesterday.
True that. Go on. I'm not even going to say anything.
Like I said, she told us about how her brain tumor during snowboarding caused her to begin to work with the athletic trainer, and then that's why she wanted to get an athletic training degree, and then she wanted to go into the medical field and be a medical doctor of some sort. I can't remember. I think she said a neurologist, but I can't remember. So then we talked to CJ Brown, another firefighter friend of mine. He is actually a paramedic, and he had one of the more interesting stories about how he had to end up saving the same kid twice. So I think everybody, including me, was kind of tearing up at the stories he was telling. So
I wasn't able to hear that one. You weren't?
Why not?
It was on Skype, right?
No, he was here.
Oh.
I don't know, but Claudia, you did cry that day.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
She cried?
Yeah.
Why?
We all almost cried.
Wait, what was it then?
I was sitting over there. He made a machine. No.
He has the fire that's strength nomad. He has something in his garage. He's like a personal trainer type.
Why'd y'all cry?
Because of the story.
Was that here?
Then I don't remember.
Not that sentimental.
Where he saved the kid.
I am.
Twice. He said the same kid twice.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And then he got like a basket or something.
Yeah,
they brought him a big thing of cookies or cakes or cupcakes or something.
Oh, I remember.
So, that was good. I mean, the whole point of it was to talk about the sports medicine team and how EMS and athletic trainers could work together in an emergency, but ended up being about a lot of other things. So, it was pretty fun to have.
That's good, though, right?
What?
Conversating.
Yeah. Conversing. Yeah, this is just like we're having like a real conversation here. So, pretty cool.
Ow!
What is wrong with you?
Okay. I hurt myself.
So after we had CJ, we had on Kimber Mathis and the sports medicine kids from Bentonville High School, which is the home of Walmart in Bentonville, Arkansas. And so that was the first time we talked to a class. And so we talked to their class, and we got the idea for the Rice Krispie feet. So we made those. That was a lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
So I think I got a couple other ideas from her. And then, that, like I said, that was the first time we tried speaking with a class. So we had the Today's Meet going. We had some technical issues, I think, with the Ustream being silly and the Skype freezing up or something. But it was pretty cool, and I'm sure we'll try and do something like that again next year.
They couldn't see us, but we could see them.
No, it's a good thing, though.
No, I think they could see us on that one. It was the Spring Woods one that they couldn't see us.
No, they couldn't see us.
No,
neither of them?
No. But we were over.
Okay. Whatever. All right, so that one was pretty fun. Like I said, I learned a good bit about their sports medicine program there. And I enjoyed learning so that I can teach you guys better. And I know on the survey that you guys took, one of the things somebody said was more interaction or more hands-on stuff, less coloring. So we do the coloring as an introduction, but where you're doing a group project where you're building a foot or, you know, building a leg out of paper, those are good ideas that I have to get from other people. And so Kathleen Webb from Springwoods High School actually gave me the idea, because when we talked to her in her class, they had made a sock skeleton. So they'd take old tube socks and stuff them with paper and then draw the bones on them and label markings and stuff like that. So we kind of did the same, except we're with old newspaper instead of socks. So that was pretty cool. And then in between those two, we talked to Jeff Stotts from RotoWire, talking about fantasy sports and how he kind of got into doing athletic training, but then talking a lot about fantasy sports, fantasy baseball, and those kind of things and whatnot from there. Are you tweeting anything?
Oh, yeah, I was looking at that. She did tweet.
Okay, just making sure. This conversation is just that good. She's taking duck pictures.
All right. Anyways.
All right, so then we talked to Kat Lawrence. She's the athletic trainer with Dobie about G-Hats because they planned the whole big deal for G-Hats within just a couple of months. And that's a pretty big deal. And so this is the first year I've been involved with G-Hats, so I get to see that.
Is that where we went for
today? Yeah. Yeah. The workshop. So y'all got the t-shirt, y'all got to help, y'all got to learn some stuff, doing some prizes.
That's where we got to clean up.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't. Oh, the struggle.
The struggle? They did a great job. They did a great job. I was proud of you. I am proud of you. After that, we talked to Aaron Frankel, a rep from Gatorade. He talked to us kind of about their program there and some of the benefits and some of the different things that they do to be involved with the schools and the communities. He gave us this, I'm not sure what's being shown right now, but there's a huge Gatorade banner here. We put some posters up out there, and he gave us some samples that we've been trying out with the kids.
Huh. We didn't get any.
We didn't get any?
I know. They're for athletes.
We work out by walking.
Yeah.
Back and forth. Back and forth. Class.
Good. And water can refuel you for walking to and from class.
But we wanted to try the Gatorades.
Were they the ones like... The ones that we got from Dobie that they were giving out over there?
The little packet ones? The
little gel
thingies? Yeah.
Oh my god.
But they're too sweet.
How come they're too sweet?
Right.
Or are you supposed to like put them on water?
The gel thing, you're just supposed to chew it like a fruit snack.
Oh, never mind.
What's the difference between Powerade?
Isn't the one the little...
I don't know.
I like Powerade better.
Yeah.
Maine, I don't even know.
I think I prefer Gatorade, but
honestly,
usually it's the...
I don't even see the difference between Powerade and Gatorade.
Powerade seems less sweeter.
Yeah.
Less sweeter.
I just like it.
I like Gatorade, the one, what Gatorade is
especially
it?
From Sonic.
It's some
Sonic.
Melon one.
Mm.
I like Sonic. Vitamin water.
That green one?
I like the mango one.
The sour melon?
Yeah, oh, that one's really good.
I love it.
And the kiwi one is really good.
And there's Jackson a Gatorade space, that's like strawberry though. Something. It's ooh, a Gatorade. Ooh, it's ooh, a Gatorade. Ooh,
I was actually just chewing on
but
something.
But it's strawberry kiwi or something like that.
Powerade.
He's like.
Yeah, that one. That one.
All right, so moving on from Gatorade. We know you guys like to drink Gatorade
space.
And that kind of thing. But again, we tried those samples out with some of the athletes. So you do it before practice or after practice, those kind of things. And then again, you know, it's cool to have this big poster up there instead of just a big gray wall, but maybe we'll have Aaron come back next year and talk again.
All that good stuff.
After Aaron, we had probably one of y'all's other favorite ones was Mr. Roland Ramirez from the Houston Texans.
Chat. Oh, yeah, he was woo-hoo! Really interesting.
Why?
You were sitting next to him, so
yes, because I felt like
she was
I
just
need...
looking at him because
yeah,
he was
she
looking
was.
At her the
yeah,
whole time.
I felt like I needed to be looking at him since he was talking. He was looking at everybody, but nobody was even looking at him. So
no, I look at every
actually, he would like look at you. Well, like he would whenever he was I can't even talk. Whenever he was answering her questions, like whoever
he
asked him, he
at
would
Crystal.
Look at you. No, he would look at you like straight in the eyes.
I can't
yeah,
look
so
at people
I felt
in
like
the
I
eye.
I
know it scares me.
I was paying attention.
Look at me when I'm talking to you. No.
This is creepy. Like you're staring into their soul.
Their soul.
Oh my god.
All right.
So this is the time
Jackson,
where
you're
going to
miss this,
really
aren't
busy,
you?
Right?
The Texans?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've like, actually just started players. Back with the organized team activities, the OTAs.
Isn't the Super Bowl going to be here in like 17?
Yes,
2017. Yeah.
My brother said he's going
to save the money. I saw
that. Woo!
So I'm going to start saving the money.
Man, there's a lot of days. I mean,
I
want
to try to go just to see the hype and see like concert and be like, yeah.
Okay.
I don't even care if I get like
okay.
High up.
Focus. Bring it back together. Bring it back together.
Hopefully.
All right. So to answer your question, yes, this is a real busy time of year because they're just starting, and so you have everybody coming in. They don't have to do any traveling, but this is kind of like I guess the warm up because training camp for professional sports is ridiculous.
Where do they train at? Like, Where do they practice?
The Reliant Stadium.
The Texans?
Yeah.
We shall go.
Right across the street, there's the bubble, and then there's they have three field out in front
of
the bubble.
What if someone, like, what if we went on a day that they practice? Like, we were just waiting for them to get out of practice.
Should we just be like,
Creeper?
No, like.
They have some open practices. You just have to have tickets for them.
What? And I bet they're really expensive.
No, I don't think they cost anything. I think they're free.
But you gotta win them.
But you have to have a ticket.
Yeah, but you have to wait in line. Like, I think at the beginning of this season, people would waited in line like at 3 in the morning or like all night for tickets.
We shall go.
We should.
I waited in line for like 8 hours.
Yeah, I'm not waiting in line for all night for anything.
It's not that bad.
Except for the only thing I'm going to stay up all night for pretty much is if my kid is being born in the middle of the night. Yeah, that's the only. There's nothing else worth waiting for.
I would be there. I'd be like, nah, just tell me when he's out.
That's true. I got you on that one, Jackson.
Monica, you can't. You would have
oh,
to
not me, but like, I was a guy. Like, just tell me when he's out.
No, actually, probably not, because your husband or whatever. I mean, you are going to be complaining at your husband. You better not. Well, I would. If
nah,
he thinks
you don't
that
know.
He's going to go to sleep.
Like, this is all your fault.
Jackson, are you.
I watch too much TV.
Jackson, who's
like
on Facebook? You?
Right now?
Yeah.
Right this second?
Yeah.
Nobody's on Facebook.
Why did it say 2 minutes ago, Gatorade versus Powerade?
That's me.
Oh, because my Twitter posts to Facebook.
Powerade. It came up on my phone. I don't know.
Gotcha.
So you're on Facebook, huh?
Right? We all know what Leslie's doing right now. All right,
Leslie, you failed.
On Twitter too.
You failed.
All right, so if you want to go talk to Mr. Ramirez again, maybe you can go to one of the practices and say, hey.
Remember me?
Foster. Right? That is not the person we want to see, Jackson.
That's mean.
Not to be rude, but honestly, if I was out of practice, he's not going to be the first person I go to.
Foster. What if you listen to this and then he sees you? He's not going to want to say hi to you. He's not going to let you in. He'd be like, take her out.
I don't think he's going to be working the door.
Yeah, I don't think so. We were pretty busy the whole time when I was an intern there, and so we don't really do much with the crowd. We don't usually sign autographs as athletic trainers, you know.
So. Could you?
We could.
I would. Somebody
asked
like,
for it.
I'd be like, shoot, I got you.
Make him feel special.
You're all trying to help somebody.
Pay someone to take your autograph.
Hold on.
That's what I do, y'all. All right, so after you talk to Roland from the Houston Texans, we talked to Dr. Judy Sandlin, a professor at Texas A&M University, and she talked about superfoods. And so after that, it spurred a couple of weeks' worth of superfood sampling. So I think we brought fruit that was supposed to be good for you, antioxidant one day. We made smoothies. We made salsa.
The
pizza.
Karen's salsa.
The pizza was really good, actually.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was.
Thanks to your wife that she made it for us.
Yes, stayed up.
You're a beautiful wife.
Yes.
Hey, speaking of pizza, is that what we're having today?
I don't know. You'll
have to see. That's good. They give a lot of things at school.
Nope, I can't tell you nothing.
Today's
why
one.
Can't you?
What'd you say, Priscilla?
That there's like a lot of things to get, so you never know.
Huh?
Like, there's certain lines.
What are you talking about?
Never mind. I'm just gonna shut up.
Oh yeah, we're not talking about the cafeteria.
Oh, what are you talking about? I'm confused.
No,
we're not talking. You don't even know.
All right. Okay, that's okay. We're moving forward. So.
He's such a blonde.
So, who made salsa for the thing today?
Me!
Claudia and Leslie.
No, I meant for the thing today.
Oh.
Because we have the student
trainer. Oh, we're not
party,
even going.
NBA
why
party.
Are you talking about it?
Thanks for the invitation, Jackson.
Because y'all are
hey, wait. Why are you not coming?
Because you didn't invite me.
Oh, wait, because you quit on me.
I didn't even know about it.
Right, because it's for student trainers. Yeah. So it's either for the people that are going to be student trainers next year or the seniors that are leaving.
What if
us.
I won't be a student trainer next year?
I was here the whole year.
You're not coming
year.
To spring football, so
then
I don't think you're
you
going
to
be a student trainer. So, anyways.
Yeah, there was a
I think I'm going to do softball, so I don't think I
you brought some homemade salsa? What did you put in it?
You going to be in softball?
Chile, ajo, and tomato.
Did you say apple?
Ajo. Garlic.
Garlic and tomato? So you didn't put like any sweet potatoes or carrots or...
No.
We've been working on the superfoods.
Wasn't tomato and chile?
Oh, yeah. Roasted tomatoes in there and then chile. Okay. Chile, is that like jalapeno? Is that
yeah.
All right,
girl,
so.
Girl, talk like you're
Jackson,
white.
Jackson, can I be in like a sport and do student training at the same time, right?
Yes.
Well, no.
I want to
yes,
do softball.
You
if you want to play one sport, yes.
Yeah, I'm
going to
do one sport.
You can, but you just missed all of spring football, which is the tryout. But if you want to come, then you can start
spring
coming in early August.
We don't do anything in football season. It's like...
So, anyways, we're talking about superfood. So we made salsa. I think Leslie made some. Leslie, what did you put in your salsa?
It had jalapenos. It had garlic.
Carrots.
And...
Tomatoes.
And onions. No, onions.
All right, so then I know some other people threw some other stuff in there, too. But then we made some pizza another week or so after that, and Crystal brought some salsa, some homemade salsa, right?
Yeah.
And even without me telling her to...
I put a little bit of carrots.
So she pureed some carrots in there, and nobody could tell. And actually, the pizza that we put the salsa on instead of the tomato sauce was, I think everybody liked that one better.
It was spicy.
I like both of them. I love them. They sound really good right now. I wish I could be eating them.
So if you really like pizza, you want to try the cauliflower pizza. Just look up cauliflower pizza crust recipe on Google, and then.
Have you done it after that one day?
No.
Yeah, we had some.
Oh, we had
not
it.
Here, but we had some. We made some at the house after that.
Y'all did?
Yeah.
Y'all did it before.
No invite.
Yeah, we had done it before, and then. That's where I got the idea, and then.
Your
did
kids
it here.
Liked it.
Yeah, Jonah. Sam is eating real food now, and Jonah's been eating real food, so
real
Jonah
food
eats
like
it.
Like baby, there's baby food?
Like
baby
food.
People food.
Ooh,
like food.
That was a smart aleck.
And
I
yes, there is fake
the
food.
Word.
How about like Cheetos? That's fake food.
That's not
no,
fake.
It's
that's
real.
Real food.
No,
you
that's
can
like
eat
empty.
It.
That's like eating
that's
styrofoam
junk food,
or something.
Not fake food.
See, it's still food.
My nephew's mom wouldn't give him eggs for like the first 2 years he was born. I was like, why? She's like, Oprah told me. And I was like,
oh. Oprah told
like,
me.
Oh, okay.
She called you up and told you or what?
No, she was like, don't give him eggs. And my mom was like, I'll give him whatever he wants. She would like feed him.
Well, there is a big thing about food allergies, especially with like peanuts. So like you're not supposed to give a baby peanuts or peanut butter.
Why?
For the first couple of years of life,
I
or strawberries or that
butter.
Kind of thing. So...
Why?
Is it bad to give a kid coffee when they're young?
Yes.
My mom always gave me coffee.
My nephew loves to drink coffee.
How old
like
is he?
He does. He's like 2.
Yeah, I started drinking at a really young mom because like my mom
two.
And her friends have coffee in the mornings, and I would always be like,
how did we
mom?
Get to talking to this about this whenever we were talking
food.
About people? We talk about people first.
No,
but our guest, Dr. Judy Santa, was talking about superfoods.
Makes me hungry.
So then we're talking about things that are healthy.
You are. Yeah,
so anyways... Anyways, back to the thing about the baby. There's food allergies, and so they recommend you not introduce your baby to certain foods before this time because they can develop an allergy to milk or to peanuts because
bless
you give it to them too early.
Bless you.
And that's why they say just wait, and then they're less likely to do what?
Can people be allergic to beans?
To beans? I'm sure, but I've never heard of that.
What's the weirdest thing people can be allergic to?
Grass.
Yeah, probably.
The sun.
Yeah,
I'm allergic to the outside.
My brother is allergic to dust, grass, and something else. Like, he, in order to go see, because he would always sneeze. And when he sneezes, like, literally one time he sneezed 20 times in a row. And
my dad does that.
It was horrible. So my mom finally took him to go to the doctor, and he got, like, shots all over his back.
The allergy test?
Yeah. And then that's what they came up. Now he takes this, like, nostril stuff that you gotta go, and then he takes, like, all these pills.
Do that one more time? Wait, make sure the camera's zoomed in. All right, good.
I can't take pills.
Oh, I can.
All right, so
no,
after
Dr.
After Dr. Sandlin, we talked to Mr. Luke Wilbanks, my friend, the owner of the Chick-fil-A on Fairmont here, the local Chick-fil-A, and he... gave all of y'all a coupon for a free chicken sandwich, I think.
Never
got it. I mean,
he always has a smile, though. Like,
yeah.
Still
when was the day that they don't open?
We should go there tomorrow.
Sunday. I remember on a Sunday, I think it was like a week ago or two, I was like, wait, they don't open on Sunday, so I couldn't go.
Oh, yeah, because he's like a religious one like that.
Their lemonade is amazing.
I haven't been there still.
Wendy's, I need to go get
Wendy's
some
lemonade.
Okay, bring me your coupon, Monica.
I keep doing this.
Wendy's, right? Yes.
Kaden, you want to go tomorrow?
So, Mr. Wilbanks,
go there.
You know, we'll be going to San Jack tomorrow. It's kind of like in that direction. Anyways.
All
right, so when we talked to Mr. Wilbanks, it was about how to manage you knucklehead high school kids, you little brats. No, I'm just kidding. How to get the best.
Your kid is going to be our age one day.
One day. One day.
At least you don't have a girl.
You're going to struggle with them.
At least you don't have
a girl.
Yeah,
so
you're lucky.
Anyways, we talked to him about
a little Japanese girl.
That's like $10,000.
He is adopting
more than
though.
That, but that's a lot. We're gonna stay on. We're gonna stay
whenever
on task
I adopt,
here.
Whatever I adopt, whatever right. they give me, I give.
All right. So when we talked to Mr. Wilbanks, it was about how to manage kids and that kind of stuff. And we talked to Will Carroll from Bleacher Report, and he's also dealing with injury analysts for fantasy sports or professional sports. A lot of people will go to him to explain the injuries because not a whole lot of people understand what a torn ACL is or how long it takes or what a Tommy John surgery is, that kind of thing. So, and after that, we talked to Bob Marley. athletic trainer here in a great part of the Greater Houston Athletic Trainer Society, and he's really involved with a lot of things. He also helps with the Houston Texans. So if you see a tall, bald, white guy on the Houston Texans sidelines, you would have seen him last year adjusting J.J. Watt's elbow brace. And so that's Bob Marley there. And we had him here on the show. And then we had my friend Dr. Amber Lowe. She's a physical therapist, and she was teaching the girls how to do a correct squat. Make sure that they were protecting themselves on their knees. So,
Jackson, talking about this now, I did like squats on last Wednesday, and I thought I was just sore because like both of my legs were sore, but then now like I think I like did something I did it wrong because my knee hurts or not.
So you're probably leaning too far forward or
yeah, I don't
leaning
know.
Inward or something. So
ooh, and body well.
But it's just my knee, though. Like, I thought it was sore, but I'm not sore. Like, my knee hurts when I walk.
I'm sore.
All right, so then that's why we got to focus on the correct form. So then after that was the most lively guest that we've had.
Sleep.
That's right, Dr. Bird, the sleep doctor. And so that's the one where Monica asked about 700 questions within about 7 seconds. About her
honestly,
dreams.
My sleeping now like just got worse.
Yeah, mine did too. Mine did too. There's a certain sleep you can do where like you can control your dream, but you have to sleep in a certain way. You have to lay down and like I saw it. It's like lucid.
Yeah, dreaming.
They said it's scary though.
What? Yeah, you can like somewhat control what's been.
Yeah, you have to look in a mirror or something like that. That's how you know you're dreaming. I was like, this makes no sense. I want to try it, but I'm scared.
I know, me too. I see.
Try what?
All right, so anytime I look in a mirror, I know I'm dreaming, huh?
No, but like if you look, if you look in the mirror, like in your dream, and then like if you don't see yourself, that means you're dreaming.
Oh my god!
Or you're
scary.
A vampire.
That's what I thought. I was like, and then like you can control it, but they said it's really scary.
Were you talking about something you saw online about some lights?
Yeah, Twitter.
No. Oh. Nice. Go ahead. Go ahead. What were we saying?
Oh, this guy put a little.
Mirror?
No.
Little
thing. Like, it said stuff about
Was it
Chavez? No. Alright, so anyway, I was looking online and it's on This Could Be Big. It's on Yahoo. So if you wanted to look it up, look on This Could Be Big, lucid dreaming. It's like the little eye masks you see women wear or you see people have airplanes. You know the thing we sleep with?
Oh yeah.
Alright, so inside of that, there's like the lights. Like it'll be like LED, like little red LEDs that you get used to blinking or seeing, and then that tells you you're asleep and you're dreaming. So when you recognize those, then you're like, oh hey, I'm dreaming. Oh hey, not gonna be whatever.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really weird.
Can't that blind you?
No, it's not like a laser in your eye. It's just like a, I don't know.
They all of them have it?
No. Just that one. I can't remember the name of it, but. Again, you could look it up on This Could Be Big, lucid dreaming, or you could just not look it up and just go to sleep.
I'd rather just go to sleep.
Me too. I'm right there with you. All right, so after we talked to Dr. Bird and Monica asked 700 questions and didn't let him say anything, then we talked to...
He helped me. I tried sleeping on my back, but it didn't work out that well. I like ended up like...
That's all right.
I slept like a baby last night.
How's that? With your butt up? Face down?
Hey, I sleep like that and I actually have a picture.
Okay. Oh, no need to see that. Okay, go on, guys.
Then we talked to Jay Stute from the Athletic Training Outreach Service Coordinator from Methodist Hospital. He is actually in charge of Rodeo Houston's sports medicine team. So one of the cool things I learned about is if you have like a groin strain, we'll wrap it with an ACE wrap. But an ACE wrap isn't that elastic, so you can actually put the ACE wrap on and then put TheraBand on to help do more of the work. to reduce the work that the muscle is doing. So that was pretty cool. I enjoyed learning that. Something I'd actually never heard before. So, anything about the? I think we talked to Renata and Shanae from. They went on mission trips with CSMA. Like a what? What does it sound like? Like running like a machine.
It's probably one of that.
I wonder if it's the fan. Is it a fan?
I hear it. It is the fan.
It's the fan.
All right, so Karen's coming in. We always try to do quality control, so if you're listening live. That's my wife. She's listening live. She said you're welcome for making the pizza.
Hi, Miss Sarah.
Hello.
All right, so back to that. So Karen should be one, and then my wife is one. But that's okay. One day, she told me that at our conference that we went to, that I was gone for a week. She said if you have one person doing it, people are like, whatever. If you have two people doing it, it's like, okay. But if you have three people doing it, that's when you really get a crowd going. So we're looking for a third live listener, or we need some people calling in live. So we're looking for the magic number three, right, babe? That's right. All right. So
question.
All right. So we talked to Renata and Shanae, and both of them are actually going again this summer to the Dominican. Is that where they said they were going to? Panama.
Yes.
Which one? Going to the Dominican again, so that they'll serve. They even said they got to play with kids that live literally in a dump, like a landfill. And so these kids, that's all they have, that's all they know. So they get to go there and do some medical care for those type of kids. So it's definitely an eye-opening experience. So Christian Sports Medicine Alliance, you can check them out if you're an athletic trainer or in any way interested in that. So. And then last week we had Connect with Rehab. We had Boa and Kat here, and we had a couple of kids playing the Wii or the Xbox live on the podcast, and we were talking about how it's useful and how we can use it for rehab and stuff like that. And then actually we're going to get together as a group of athletic trainers, I think probably in the fall, to figure out how we can best implement the Connect for Rehab stuff. So. All right, so I'm going to ask you just a second. Favorite guest. All right, so we just went through pretty much the whole list of them. So you ready, Crystal? Just think about your favorite guest we had on the podcast. And favorite guest. And then we'll just go on from there. All right, so thinking about it, and we're going to come right back to it. Sorry, so this year we had Financial Peace University in my church. I lead that. And it was the new material, so it was pretty cool. I enjoyed seeing the new material. It's a little bit shorter. It was fun, and it's always cool to see people be able to control their money and pay off debt and have hope that they're not always going to have to live from paycheck to paycheck. So again, Financial Peace University from Dave Ramsey is an awesome course if you want to learn how to control your money and ultimately live like no one else, so that later you can live like no one else, so that you can give money away or you can do whatever you want because you've been responsible. All right, so we're going to come back. Lode, your favorite guest this year?
Dr. Brown.
Dr. Brown?
I think.
Dr. Bird?
Yeah.
Sleep Doctor, Kaylin, favorite guest this year?
Roland Ramirez.
From the Houston Texans? Priscilla?
Roland Ramirez.
Yeah, me too, and the Chick-fil-A guy too.
All right, very cool.
The sleeping doctor.
Dr. Bird.
That one. Ramirez.
The guy from the Texan.
Dr. Bird.
Dr. Bird. Claudia. The one with the what? Dr. Wilson. Dr. Penny Wilson. So, very cool. So there's a lot of different things to learn. A lot of different guests. So hopefully next year we'll have even more. And I've been talking with, we were going to try and have a dermatologist, but they couldn't come on and they could only do it in the afternoon. It's like, well, that doesn't do any good because you guys aren't here. And so I'll have to just have them on next year. But so I have dermatologists and then Methodist is trying to get me hooked up with actually having doctors, because I know some of you said you wanted to talk to doctors, but I just couldn't get any here this year. So, working. We did better this year than we did last year, so.
I'm going to come visit you every day.
I will be here.
I probably won't.
So what y'all need to do is convince your fourth period teachers to listen in to the you stream next year on Wednesdays. So you need to work on convincing your fourth period teachers next year on Wednesdays. Can we just listen to the podcast that's going on downstairs in the gym? They're talking to doctors, or they just keep up with me, and then you can convince your teachers. Physics teacher. So especially if you have, like, well, you wouldn't have biology, but bio 2 or something like that. Oh, the lucid dream.
Oh. All right.
We have to be careful, because I think you're controlling the live stream, so it may be hearing whatever you're looking at. Yeah. All right, so Ustream, everything's gone pretty well there. The Google Hangouts, I don't really know what's going on. Sometimes it records it. Sometimes we can find it live. Sometimes we can't. And then they just changed it, and so I was trying to do it today, and I don't even know. I'm going to have to spend some time figuring out how to do the Google Hangout, YouTube, that kind of stuff. It's a highlighter. It's wax.
Over the summer, I'll do it.
Do what?
Come babysit over the summer.
Come babysit?
Wait, who said what?
Jackson's mom.
For who to go babysit?
Right, I don't know what you're talking about. Come babysit over the summer.
I'll go babysit during the summer for y'all.
Oh, we'll go babysit.
Me and Leslie got this.
I got this.
All right.
$20 an hour.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, just tell her to make us some pizza and we'll babysit.
Yeah.
All right, so, and then we've started using Minicam software for doing the multiple camera angles. And it's kind of hard because we have like 3 different computers running cameras, so I have to try and split up which cameras go where, but it helps out because I can do, like I said, multiple camera angles. Kaylin.
Sorry, it smells like.
So, of course, again, I already said it once, but I just want to remind you how cool and awesome my wife is. Thanks, babe, for everything you do, for listening in, for telling me when it's bad or when it's good, or supporting me in general. So I just want to really tell you I love you. And then if Jonah, Sam, if you're listening and watching, I don't know if you can see me.
But it's not on me.
It's not on me. But she's got the Ustream. Is it showing me? Can you see me? All right, so I just want to tell Jonah and Sam hi. Sam may be asleep. I never know. So this year, none of these students went with us, but we went to Austin for an overnight field trip. We left on Saturday, went to Blinn Junior College, and then went to UT on Saturday. Hey, what time do I let you guys out here? Is it 11:08?
Right, yes. About now.
All right, so not yet. But then we're going to talk real quick about the Texas Chiropractic College. Your favorite thing about the Chiropractic College, starting with Monica.
That's the one with all the dead bodies?
Yep.
The dead bodies.
I didn't go.
Susie didn't get to go.
The cadavers.
Seeing the dead bodies.
I wasn't here either.
Crystal wasn't here.
It was cool. It's just like
disgusting.
It was the smell. Like I couldn't take it. Yeah, I had to get out.
I don't know. Probably looking at the dead bodies, but I didn't want to touch them.
I didn't
touch them.
I touched them.
I didn't. Body part.
Ladies' nails.
Ew, they
the
looked
brain
horrible.
Felt like meat.
It did. It looked just like a real brain that you see on TV.
Yeah, but it felt like hamburger meat. I thought it was gonna be a little bit hard. It felt like hamburger meat. Oh, that tumor that lady had right here. I think it was her.
We're about to go to lunch.
I know.
I can eat whatever.
I know. We should have got to this part soon.
Monica's just like,
don't. All right. So that's pretty much all the time we have. And it wouldn't be much fun of me just sitting here talking about myself. So. Just hold on to them.
No, it's on
YouTube. So we're going to go ahead and close it out. Kaylin, you got to go down to the red part. Scroll down.
What are you talking about? Oh.
Of course, we have to mention the people who help support us. Pasadena ISD Education Foundation grants with our sports medicine course and for this podcast equipment. Memorial Hermann for our last three guests and general support for the sports medicine.
Oops, I don't think I changed that from the last one. I just copied last year's over and edited it, and the last three guests were from Memorial Hermann. My bad. Anyways, for their support in general. And then my final, this is the same as last year too, the final words of wisdom. Make sure that you live today. Don't say, I'll be happy when summer break is here. I'll be happy when I don't have to take this class anymore, because you never know what you're going to miss. So with me, if I say, I'll be happy when Sam starts walking, well, then I just missed the first, 9 months of his life, because I was looking forward to him walking and not the rest of it. So just make sure you live today. And then also, if you're dating somebody, you're married to somebody, do something special for them today. Flowers or cards or something like that. So if you want to contact us, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com, where you can catch all that recorded episodes or the live stuff or basically any information you need. Almost every Wednesday, we're live.
At PHS Sports Med, Google Plus Sports Medicine Broadcast, Facebook.com/PHS Athletic Training.
So for Jeremy, Claudia,
Lorena,
Kaylin,
Priscilla,
Crystal,
Leslie,
Susie,
Monica,
and the rest of the sports medicine course, that's a wrap.
Bye.
Oh, I always wanted to say that.